Ezra's Hashem Yisbarech. Today's daf is Ayin Ches and Meseches Yivamis. It is the
879th
daf in Shas. The Eisenstein family is traveling to Chalon on Chanukah Sunday, the fifth day of Chanukah. Of course, the schus that I have to learn to with you is because my wife does the hard dry job of driving. She much prefer not to, but in order that we should be able to learn together, she's quite gracious about it. Bezer Hashem on Ayin Zayin Amabez. Our daf is going to continue to discuss the fascinating issue of whether the prohibition of a mitzri, as raised on the Mishnah on Ayin Zayin Amad Aleph, applies only to males or also to females as well. Actually, the Gemara discussed on Ayin Zayin Amad Aleph and appears on Ayin Vav Amabez. That will take us from the end of Ayin Zayin Amabez through Ayin Ches into Ayin Ches Amid Aleph, whether the prohibition applies to females as well. And then we will continue on the halachos of the prohibition of Mitzri Sheni. There's a prohibition specifically in the first two generations for us to marry Mitzrim. Again, there'll be discussion whether that will apply to Mitzrios as well. And that will take us to Ayin Ches Amid Beis, which will give us some basic halachas in regards to Geirus. We will come back to some of the issues of Geirus. And then we will have a new Mishnah that will discuss the prohibition of Mamzerus. And the rest of our daf is going to discuss the Isra Mamzerus, an interesting sheet of Reish Lakish, who argues that Mamzerus only applies for 10 generations, which we do not paskin like. And then we will discuss the Nisinim, in the period of time where David had converted the Shomronim, who are referred to as Nisim. That's how our daf will conclude. So, Bezer Hashem, begin. Four lines from the bottom. Ayin Zayin Amabez, Tanur Rabbonim, Bonim V'loy Bonois Divrei Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion that the prohibition of Mitzri and Adomi applies to men and not women. In fact, let's go back even a line and see that the Gemara had discussed whether that's halacha Moshe Misin or not. Tanya Omer Rabbi Shimon, halacha ani Omer, va'od mikra misayeni banim v'lo banos. So on the one end, as we discussed in yesterday's daf, there's halacha Moshe Misin, yet at the same time, the pasuk helps him out. What's this pasuk? Banim lo banos. The Lashon HaPasuk is, as the Torah R spells out, Banim Asher Yevoldu Lahem Dor Shlishi Yovoy Lahem B'Kal Hashem. So it says Banim. Maybe it's only males and not females. Rabbi Yehuda, though, argues the following. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Harei Yoimer Banim Asher Yevoldu Lahem Dor Shlishi HaKosin Tosu Tol On Bileida. The Torah doesn't only talk about men. It talks about births. Banim, who are born. If the Torah is emphasizing banim that are born, then it would sound like that we're also talking about anything that's born. Hence, as we use in modern Hebrew today, I am in the car with my banim, with my yiladim, and that refers to, Baruch Hashem, both my two boys and my two girls. And so therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, if the emphasis is on Leida, so then it's telling us not to define the word banim as male children. Am Rabbi Yechon, loved Am Rabbi Yehuda, hakosav tam b'Leida, lo motzi yado v'raglo b'beis ha-medrash. If not for Rabbi Yehuda's argument, then Rabbi Yehuda's shita would not make sense. Kivin da Amar Mar, because we learned, kahal gerim, the pasuk says that kahal gerim, the Shita Rabbi Yehuda is described as the following. Kivin da Amar Kahal Gerim Ikri Kohol. According to Rabbi Yehuda in Kiddushin, as Rashi quotes on the bottom of the Yomid, and Ayin Gimel Amid Aleph, that the prohibition of marrying Bekal Hashem to those who are prohibited, for example, Mamzer and others, applies to Gerim as well. Kahal Gerim Ikri Kohol. They're also considered a Kohol. Mitzri Sheni Bema Yitoher. Then how is a Mitzri Sheni going to be able to be tahar? In other words, if you hold that a Mitzri Sheni can marry, despite the fact that their Aser Lovel B'Kal Hashem can marry Gerim, so then you got a solution for a convert who is a Mitzri. What he'll do is he'll marry another convert. And then eventually, after a couple of generations, so then their offspring, despite the fact that they are a Mitzri, once they're a Mitzri Shlishi, they're able to come Bikal Hashem. However, Rabbi Yehuda argues that Anashim Mitzriyas are Asur to marry Gerim, and therefore, he said, they're not able to come Bikal Hashem. Hence, the Gemara points out that Rabbi Yehuda is Aliba Lishitaso. Rabbi Yehuda, who says that there's no solution to be Mitar Mitzri Sheni, must assume that a Mitzri is also going to be Aser, not only a Mitzri, but as well as a Mitzris. If the halacha would be that an Akevus Mitzri would be Mutter immediately, so then they would be considered Kahal, according to Reb Yehuda, like all other Gerim. And therefore, a Mitzri Rishon and Sheni would be Aser to come Likahal, as well as with them. They would not be able to intermarry with Gerim. If that would be so, Mitzri Sheni B'mayi Ta'er. That's how to read the top line on Ayin Chesam and Aleph. Then how in the world would Mitzri Sheni ever become Tahar? Because once the halacha would be that a Mitzri Sheni is Tahar and Kosher Lakol, because the Pasuk says that on the third generation you're able to come to Kal Hashem, how could you even reach that point? Since a Mitzri Sheni is not allowed to marry a Gioras, even a Gioras or a Mitzris. Why? Because they hold that they're considered a Kahal as well. How will you ever have a Mitzri Sheni able to get married to a Jewish person? Must be that the answer is that a Mitzri Shlishi married a Mitzri Sheni, and that Mitzris Sheni, and that Mitzris Sheni married the Mitzri Sheni because she is not allowed to marry anybody else. And this is a raya that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Nekevos are going to be Asur to Baal Bikal, and the only people they can marry is another Mitzri Sheni, and then that's how a Mitzri Sheni, a Mitzris Shenis, are able to be Matari their children by marrying each other. Says the Gemara, well, I have another way that they didn't listen to halacha. Dilma continues Gemara Tabayin Chesam and Alf Di Yavar Vinasiv. They maybe the Mitzri Sheni violated an Isser and married a woman who's a Giyores. Says the Gemara, the E, if that was the case, this E, Yavar, Loksiv Kra, then the Torah would not have mentioned it. The Torah would not have mentioned that there is a Mitzri Shlishi only in a case in which an Isser was done. Says the Gemara, is that so? Hare Mamzer di'i. A Mamzer is a product of someone who was over an Isser and got married when they were a man that they weren't supposed to get married to. So if that's so, the Torah writes about where a marriage of Isser took place. Hare Mamzer di'i, v'kosvi kura, and the Torah writes it. Says the Gemara, di'i li Isura kosav. Yes, the Torah will say that a Mamzer is a product of an Isser, di'i lehetera lo kosav. But the Torah will not say that a Mitzri Shlishi is mutter when the only way to create a Mitzri Shlishi is if the Mitzri Sheni married the Isser, a convert, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Asks the Gemara, Hare Machzir Grushaso, Di'ila Hetera, Vikasve. What about the case of the prohibition of a man to marry the woman he divorces if she got married again? There's an Isser to be Machzir Grushaso. Yet the Torah says if you do it, then the halacha is that there is a heter that comes out of it. What is that? The Gemara Darshan's in Kiddushin, it says, To'eva he, to remarry the woman he divorced that already married somebody else. And Chazal Darshan, Kiddushin Ayin Zayin, he to'eva ve'im boneha to'evin. But if he and she are over the Isser, so then in such a case, the children are not possible. So we see the Gemara does say, the Torah does say, di'iva avar. Answers the Gemara, Hasam mishum ikur Isser hu dekasve. There, the Torah's main motivation to discuss that parasha was not to tell you that the children are mutter, but that Machzir Grushaso is a Toeva. The Gemara continues 7 lines from the top, and I chesed of Tan Rabbanan. Now the Gemara discusses this pasuk that we mentioned before. Bonim asher yivoldu lahem dor shlishi yavoy lahem bekal Hashem, that the Mitzri Shlishi can go bekal Hashem. Bonim, lama nemer doyreis. Why does it say Dor Shlishi? Vim nemer deres, lomar nemer bonim. If it says deres, why does it say bonim? Answers the Gemara, im nemer bonim v'loy nemer deres. if we had said banim and not said dairis, hayisi aimer ben rishon v'sheni aser shlishi muter, that if there are three children to a mitzri, what does it mean ben? It means the first two children of a mitzri are aser. So it says dar to tell you no, the third generation. Lekach nemer dairis v'im nemer dairis v'loy nemer banim. But if it would just say dairis and not banim, hayisi aimer lo aisin aim demal har sinai, that where it's only being mentioned to those who stood at Har Sinai, the Dar HaMidbar. Only at the generation that stood at Har Sinai, those have the prohibition of the Dar Sheni. However, for you, afterwards, it doesn't apply. So the Pasuk comes to tell us, no, that it applies to others, future generations as well. L'kach nemar banim, that's why it says banim. Now the Gemara goes on to darshan the word lahem in that pasuk. When the pasuk said banim asher yivoldu lahem, so Chazal say mehem mine, from the generations that begin from them themselves. In other words, the convert himself, that he's considered the rishon, and his son is considered the sheni. Halech achar psulan, that if the mitzri marries a Yisraelis be'iser, you follow the mitzri, the psul. V'itzrich l'michtav lahem, v'itzrich l'michtav asher yivoldu. And the Torah needs to say both lahem as well as asher yivoldu. The premise of the question is that once we know that we start counting from the mitzri, the first mitzri that marries a Yisraelis, so why do you need to say his children is usher? He's the first, and of course his children are the second. Why do you need to say asher yivoldu? Dikas Rachman asher yivoldu hava mina mibneihem. We would have thought mibneihem, minei, that you should calculate the counting of generations from that the third generation is mutter, starting from the kids, not from the parents. Kasar Rachman alahem. So Torah says lahem to tell you no, you could already start counting the three generations from the parents. Vikas Rachman alahem hava mina mitzris meuveres shenizgarira, if you have a Egyptian woman who was pregnant who converted, he ubana, both he and her son, chad, maybe they're considered one generation. Kasrachmana asher yivoldu. So Torah is telling you asher yivoldu, that the child that's born after the giyoris is considered a separate dar. V'itzrach lemichtav lohem, hacha, v'itzrach lemichtav lohi gabe mamzer. The pasuk says in regards to mamzer, lo yovoi mamzer bekal Hashem gam dor asiri lo yovoi loy bekal Hashem. Why does it repeat the word loy? Lo yovoi bekal Hashem would be enough. It's a good kasha. Dikas rachmana hacha, if the Torah had only said lohem over here when it comes to mitzri, so then we would have thought mishum deba mitipa psula. When it comes to mitzri, the mitzri comes from someone who is aser. The next generation comes from mitzri who's aser. Avol mamzer deba mitipa kshera. Let's say the woman is mamzeres, the father is a full kasher. So nevertheless, the halacha is that he's going to be pasul emalo. We would have thought that this halacha does not apply to him. Therefore, I might have thought that the halacha would be that you follow the zera kosher. And therefore, I need to tell you no, that this yovoi loy, that even though he comes from a pipa kosher, nevertheless, he's going to be aser. Vikas rachmana gabe mamzer, and if the Torah had only said in regards to mamzer that he's going to be aser, mishum de'in roi lovoi bekalo oilam, maybe it only applies to him who can never come to Kal. Aval Hacham, when it comes to Mitzri, where ultimately by Dar Shlishi he can, Emaloi, I would say that you don't look at the Tzad Puzzle. And if the Mitzri had relations with someone who is Kosher level Bekal, so in such a case you follow the other person and not the Mitzri. Tzricha, that's why I need both cases. Amr Rabba Barbarchan, Amr Rabbi Yechonah, Mitzri Sheni Shenasa Mitzris Rishayna. Fascinating Shiloh that Rabbi Yochanan discussed. What happens if you have a second generation Mitzri that marries a Mitzris Rishayna? B'noshloi Shavoi. There are two ways to look at it. Do you follow the mother and then the child is considered a second generation? Or do you look at the father and then the child is considered a third generation? Almak. So what did Rabbi Yochanan say? He says the child is a third generation. Almak asar basi didei shaydin and lay. So he says you look at the father and not the mother. Masar of Yosef. Rabbi Yosef asked the father kasher. Rabbi Tarfin nami yichol mamzon litar. Rabbi Tarfin told us that the way in which you could solve the problem of mamzerim. This is a mishnah in Kedushin on Samach Tes Amud Aleph. Yichol mamzon litar keitzad mamzer nasa shifcha. If the mamzer marries a shifcha havlad eved, then the offspring is an eved. The child of a shifcha is an eved. Shichrero, if he then frees, the owner frees the child, nimtza ben chayrin, he's going to be a ben chayrin, and no longer is the mamzer status shayachtim. Alma basar dida shadin alay. So what do we see? We see you don't follow the father, rather you follow the mother. And for the Heligi Gemara, shani hasam da makra, isha viladeh tiyel adoneh. If you will, it's exeris hakos in regards to shifcha. When it comes to shifcha, so then the children follow the mother. Masiv Rava, Rava asked the following question. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Minimin. Rabbi Yehuda Minimin said, Ger Mitzri Hayelo Chaver Mitalmide Rabbi Akiva. I had, says Rabbi Yehuda Minimin, I had a Ger Mitzri as a friend who was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. V'amarni Mitzri Rishon, and he said, I was a Mitzri Rishon. V'nasati Mitzris Rishona. Asi Livni Mitzris Shnia. So I married another Mitzri Gioris, and we are going to have a child who is a Mitzri Sheni, and then I'm going to marry him off to a Mitzris. Asi Livni Mitzris Shnia. Kadeshi Ben Benoi, Roy Love of the Kal. And then my grandson said, the friend of Rabbi Yehuda Minimin, my grandson will be Ra'ui Lava Bekau. We've had this Gemara earlier on Anayin Vava Mebez. Asks Rava V'Isa Kadaitach Basrei Didei Shadinalei that we follow the father Afilu Rishona Nami. Why did Rabbi Yehuda say that he's going to have his Mitzri Sheni son marry a Mitzris Shenis? Even if he married a Mitzris Rishona, it would not be a problem because you go after the father. Must be no that you also have to take into account the mother. Gemara says you're right. Ha'omer le Rabbi Yochanan l'tana. That Rabbi Yochanan commented to Tana who was teaching his price. Said Tani Rishona. Don't say if he marries a mitzvah shenis. Even if he marries a mitzvah Rishona, his children will be, his grandchildren ultimately will be kosher. Kesar of Dimyam Rabbi Yochanan mitzvah shenis shenasa mitzvah Rishona. But here we have Rabbi Yochanan saying that the child is considered a sheni. Alma baser ime shadina le? Question mark. Amle Abaye el hadra amar Rabbi Yochanan. Abaye responded, "What about this? Rabbi Yochanan taught hifrish chatos meuberes. If a person designates a karmi chatos that is pregnant, viyolda, and then ultimately gives birth, so the cow is already pregnant. So then, in such a case, you could use either." For the carbon, ratzam eschaper bo, ratzam eschaper velada, could use either to be mechaper. Iamet b'shleima uber lavi arachimo. Who? This is a famous sugya in Shas. Do you look at the fetus as an extension of the mother or not? So if you say uber is not an extension of the mother, havli kamafri shtei chatos laachrayus. It's as if he's separated two different carbon chatos. V'am revoishia hifri shtei chatos laachrayus. If you set aside two separate chatos, and you're taking responsibility that if this is not going to be brought, you're going to bring another in his place. Mischaper ba'achas mehen. So halachi is, then you can bring one of them, you bring one of the carbon. Vashnia tira, and the second one pastures until it gets a blemish, and then you could redeem it. Rashi points out that there is a very famous Mishnah in Tzmura that comes up also in Zvachim that says that Chata shechapru ba'ala lemisa, that if a carbon chatas has been designated to be brought as a carbon, and then for whatever reason it is not brought as a carbon, for example, the case in the Mishnayis, as Rashi points out, is that carbon chatas gets lost, and a person then brings another animal for a carbon chatas, and then the original carbon is found, the halacha is that animal has to be put to death. Here we just said that you wait for it to pasture and then get a blemish and then you redeem it. Rashi answers that that's because in that case there was another animal that had been separated after the animal had been lost. The original karma chatas had been lost. In this case you didn't have two chatos, that one was the original designation and then it was lost and another one was found in the place. And for that reason, the halacha is, with many rationales and iyun, but basically in such a case, Rashi says, then the animal, the second animal, could be redeemed. That is the first half of the psak. If you hold uber lav yerachimo, so it's considered as if there are two karmen chatos that have been separated. El yamit uber yerachimo. But if you say that the fetus is considered an extension of the mother, havle vlad chatos, then that's considered the child of a karmen chatos, and this is also mishnayis in meseches tumura, vlad chatos lemisa azel. And the halacha is that a vlad chatos needs to be put to death, as described in the mishnayis in truma. So what do we see? We see in general that we assume uber lav yerachimo. If that's so, then the Gemara is asking a question on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was saying that you go by the mother, and the definition of a mitzri in terms of what generation the mitzri is, like in a case of where you have a mitzri rishon that marries a mitzris shnia, so we had Rabbi Yochanan saying you follow the mother. We just had Rabbi Yochanan saying that. Now, what's the rationale? The Gemara makes an assumption. Okay, it's an assumption. The Gemara is going to deal with that. And the assumption is
there must be because uber is yerech imo. Ozel ishtik, he was silent. Omele, dilma shani asim dechsiv asher yivoldu hakosav talu beleida. That the reason why when it comes to Mitzri, we follow the mother, is not because of Uber Yerech Imo, but rather our assumption is that since the Torah Kedosha says Banim Asher Yevoldu Lahem Dor Shlishi, since it speaks about the Leida, so then it must be that the Shas Leida, the time of birth, who's important at the time of birth? The husband barely, it's only 20 years ago, they even let him into the birthing room altogether. He's not an important piece. Could just as well do without him. So since he's not an important piece, my wife started laughing. But since the husband is not such an important piece, I'm not sure what it says about me, but since the father is not an important piece, b'shas leida, so that's why you're koveya, the child's status, based on the generation of the woman.
Amarle, Rav Dimi responded to Abayer, karkafna, you good head, strong head. In other words, you're an Adam Choshev. Chazise l'reishach. I saw your head. In other words, not now your intellect, but the one who is on top of you, your leader, Rabba, Bene Amude, that he was sitting amongst the people who were learning in the yeshiva of Rabbi Yochanan. Kiyom Rabbi Yochanan lo shmeitza. When Rabbi Yochanan taught this halacha, that when it comes to a mitzri, you go after the mother. Haima de kosev asher yivoldu. And the rationale, the Gemara says, seems to be asher yivoldu. Asks the Gemara, haba alma, but in general, basar avur shadin and lay. You would go after the father. That's what it seems. Asks the Gemara, ella, but if that would be so, hadam arava. How does this jive with something else that Rava had taught? Nachris mu'uberes shinis gaira. If you have a Gentile woman who is pregnant, who then converts, the child does not need immersion because the mother already went into the mikvah. Amai ain't sarach tevila. Why is that she does not need tevila? Presumably, the reason why she doesn't need tevila is because of ubar yarachima. The fetus is considered a fascinating halacha, that the fetus is considered an extension of her, and since the fetus is considered an extension of her, so then in such a case, that's why the child will not need tevila. If that is the pshat, follows the Gemara and argues the following. The same explanation then could be given for why the child of a mitzris is defined by its mother and not by its father. And that is that if we're going to focus on uber yerachimo in other cases in halacha, so then that would help in our situation as well. And we don't need to go with this gzeres hakosev of yivoldu. Chitem, and if you're going to say, no, uber lav yerachimo. Aye, then why is it that the tevila of the mother goes for the baby? Mishum de Rabbi Yitzchak, Dam Rabbi Yitzchak, Dvar Teira, Rubo Machbidol of Chaitzis, Min HaTorah, if there is a chatzitza, which encompasses the majority of the body, and a person is makbid, then that serves as a chatzitza. So min haTorah, the only time a chatzitza is ma'akev is when it covers the majority of the body and the person will be makbid to remove it. Ruba she'ena makbid alav, ena chotzes. Even if it's a majority, but the person would not be makbid to remove it, then that does not serve as a chatzitza.
So too over here, the mother is not chotzes for the child from the mikvah. Why?
Because even though the child's rove of the body, the whole body, is surrounded by the mother's stomach, nevertheless, the child is quite happy. It's an A.B. Rottenberg song. Der Malachol Mo, no, I don't want to go. He's not makbid. He's very, very happy inside the beautiful world of his mother's womb, being taught by the Malach. Adding at Alpid Rush. So therefore, the mother is, as a chatzitza, it's not chotzitz. If it's a chatzitza, it's not chotzitz. That's the reason why the child is considered as if he's immersed when the fetus is considered immersed when his mother goes in. By the way, the Malach here is only going to start, he's going to give him a crash course, because the Malach is only going to teach him after his mother converts. Gemara says on top of Amabez, Va'amar Rav Kahana lo shanu, but that rule was only said, Elarubo. This halacha that Ruba Veina Makbid is not chotzitz min haTorah is only if it's the majority. But for all of it, it is chotzitz.
So now we come back to this question, and that is, why did Rava say that Tevila works if we're going to say Uber Lav Yerachimo? And that was the assumption that we made in the context of Mitzri Sheni, Uber Lav Yerachimo. Answers the Gemara, Shani Uber Dahainu Ribise. It's a fascinating yisod that appears Yivamas Ayin Ches on today's daf. And that is that the uber is considered as if it is immersed in the mikveh itself. Its mother would be a chatzitza, but that's the normal way it grows. When you immerse something and the normal way for it to grow is with this chatzitza around it, then it's considered, that part is not considered a chatzitza. Obviously, that says a lot of interesting things about hilchos, chatzitza by tefillah. The Gemara continues, Kiyasa Ravina Am Rabbi Yochanan, Bu'umois Hoylich Achara Zachar. We just discussed that there are some opinions who say that when it comes to Mitzri, there's Xeris HaKosa that you go after the mother, Yivoldu. However, when it comes to other nationalities of Gentiles, you follow the father. Niskairu, if they convert, Holach Achar Pogum Shebishneim. If the parents convert, then you go after the greater Pogum. So, for example, if the father is an Ammoni, so then in such a case, even if the mother is a Mitzris, you go after the Ammoni, and then he's going to be, if it's a boy, he'll be Aser Lavo Bakal forever. How do we know this idea? Says Gemara 600 Tapanayin Chesam babies, but Umos Holoch Achar Azachar. How do we know that when it comes to other nationalities, it's the father that is Koveya Kidisanya? Minayin la'achar, la'echot. It's getting dark here in our Seinu Akadosha. It's a little bit hard for me to read the Gemara as my wife is driving. Minayin la'echot min ha'umos. Shebo ala knanis v'holid ben. How do we know that if there's someone from the Sheva Amim that has relations with a knanis and gives birth to a son, she'ata rasho l'knoso be'evet, that you're allowed to inquire the child as an evet? Now we know that the halacha is that from the Knanim you have to destroy. And I misspoke before and I said Ha'umos is the seven nations. That's not correct. Ha'umos means one of the nations outside of the Shivas Ha'amim in Eretz Yisrael. There's no mitzvah to kill if they don't want to have peace. And you're allowed to acquire them as an Evet. Shatter Rasha the Knosab Evet. So you would follow not the Knanis, you would follow the father. Shnemer Vegam Bnei HaToshavim HaGorim Imahem Mehem Tiknu. The Torah says, from the Toshavim HaGorim Imahem. So on the one hand, you are being Kona from Toshavim. And then it also says, not only that they are Toshavim, but they are HaGorim Imahem. Now Chazal understand, Bnei HaToshavim sounds like that these are not people from Eretz Yisrael, and they're not Knanim. Hence we learn that if they marry women who are Knanios, the children follow them. So we see when it comes to Goyim, the children are ascribed as Bnei HaToshavim, no matter who they marry, because you follow the father. What about the other direction? Yachol Afilu
echad min haknanim shebal achas min ha'umas. What happens if it's a male who is one of the Shiva Amimim, particularly a Knani, that had relations with someone from Chutz Laretz, someone from Eastern Europe? So then in such a case, holid ben, if they have a son, shatar rashoy leknoso bevet, I would think that maybe as well you would go after the mother who's from the Eastern Europe. Talmaloy marasher olidu ba'artzichem min ha'noyla de ba'artzichem v'loy min ha'gorim ba'artzichem. That an evet could only be someone whose father was not one of the Shivas Ha'amimim. We also learned the Gemara continues two lines into Wide and Ayin Chesem and Bezin, Skyru Halach Achar Pogum Shebeshneim. That if they convert, so then in such a case you have to be Choshesh for the side that's more Pogum amongst them. For example, we spoke about if there is an Ammoni, then the Issa remains forever. Niskayru says, the Gemara Bimai, what exactly are we talking about? Ilema b'mitzri shenasa Ammonis. If we're talking about a mitzri that married an Ammonis, my pogum shebishneim ispa, Ammoni v'lomo Ammonis. We spent a lot of time in earlier sugyas last week on the Mishnah and Daf Ayin Vav Amabez learning that Ammonis is mutter to come to the Kaal. Of course, that's the story of David and his matriarch Rus. Ela ba'amoni shenasa mitzvus. Now we're talking about a case of an amoni, as we suggested earlier, an amoni that married a mitzvus. Izachar havit shadi basari moni. If the child is a zachar, then it follows the status of an amoni. In a keva havit. If it's a child is in a keva. So now, if you consider it a amonis, so then in such a case, then that child would be, the woman would be mutter of a kol, because amoni v'loy amonis. That if the female amoni is permissible, but we go achar pogum shebishneim, so in such a case shadi abasar mitzris. We're now ready to begin the mission of mamzer. Mamzerim unesinim asurin v'isuran isur oilab. Two very, very different isurim. On the one hand, when it comes to a mamzer in Devarim chav gimel, we learn lo yavoi mamzer bekal Hashem. And then we have the story of the Givonim, where there were Nesinim, or Givonim, who came to convert, and ultimately David was unhappy with their conversion, and he said that they were prohibited to come, Bikal Hashem. So, one case is a historical phenomenon, whether it's Daraisa, Darabon, and that will be a discussion in the Gemara, and then we have Mamazir, which is a pure Isser Daraisa. Either way, Yisuran Isser Oilam, Echod Zicharim Vecha Nekevas. The same Isser applies both for males and females. Amar Shlakish. Shlakish has a very interesting Shita. Mamzeres La'achra Asor Deiris Muteres. If you have a 10th generation Mamzeres, she is allowed to come Bikal Hashem. Yalif, because Rishlakish learns an interesting Drasha. This is the Drasha of Asiri. Yalif Asiri, Asiri me Amoni u Mayavi. The pasuk says, when it comes to Amoni, Gam Dor Asiri lo yavo lohem bekal Hashem. And by Mamzer also says, Gam Dor Asiri lo yavo lo bekal Hashem. Now, when it comes to Amoni Mayavis, of course, we learned that it does not apply to the female. So says Reish Lakish, Mala ala nekevos mutaris, afkan nekevos mutaris. Just like the Amonis is mutter, so too Mamzeris is mutter after 10 generations. Asks the Gemara, but there's a big difference between the two. Miyad, afka miyad. There immediately she's mutaris. Here you're saying you have to wait 10 generations. Says the Gemara, Kia ani gzereshava me'asir ve'elach. The gzereshava only works 10 generations in. That requires Hezber. Why would the gzereshava only begin then? Rashi explains the rationale behind this. It's not just a stama svara ba'alma. What did the Torah say? Lo yavoi mamzer bekal Hashem gam dor asiri. Even the 10th generation. In other words, the Torah is saying it's obvious up until the first 10 generations will be aser. That's what Rashi refers to as an isur begufei de mamzer. That is nothing unnegotiable. However, from the 10th generation and on, so then we learn out from Ammoni and Moavi. And there, it only applies to Ammoni and Moavi and not to the woman. Same would apply, Reish Lakish argues, to the mamzeres after 10 generations.
Asks the Gemara, back at the Gemara, Vanan tna mamzer nesir nasur v'isur n'isur olam echad zchar v'echad n'kevis. Didn't the Gemara say that it's asur forever, which is beferish against Reish Lakish? Answers the Gemara, loy kasha. Ha kiman da amr doi mine umina. Ha kiman da amr doi mina v'uki ba'asra. Now this is a classic issue that comes up in Shas. Rashi explains it's Machlokes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yehoshua in Maseches Chulin. Let's take a look at Rashi. About 10 lines before the Y. Domino mina ki garmina milsamina milsam gzera shava the garmina la kula milsamina. Do we learn the entire gzera shava out and not a partial limud? So in this case, what that would mean is the follows. Is as follows. Don mina vuku ba'asra lemaidit zirichi garmina. Whatever we learn out, we need to learn out. We do equate. Whatever we don't, we don't. Vahacha continues the Gemara. My gzera shava ikum mamzer. What is gzera shava by mamzer? Lo ksiv ad olam. Doesn't say by mamzer ad olam. Ba'amoni ma'avi ksiv ad olam. V'yafina mamzer me'amoni b'gzera shava. And we do learn out mamzer from amoni b'gzera shava. Kitani b'sifrei d'rei rav. Nemer kana siri v'nemer lamata siri. Ma siri ha'omur lamata ad olam. Af asiri ha'omur kan ad olam. We equate that the iser is forever. Continues Rashi on the first wide line. Ratzon lomar, sover kamanda omer domine umina. Ma lahalan ad olam af kan ad olam. Umina. And we also learn ma lahalan schar v'lein kevas af kan schar v'lein kevas. So we would learn out that applies to men and not to women. Midar esiv ve'elichu degarminan da kol asar lo itzruch lamei gzera shava. V'tana didan sarv la kamanda amr do minav uki ba'asra. That our Tana holds that you learn part out and part of it not. What does that mean? Rashi explains three lines in. Do minav malahalan ad olam af mamzer ad olam. So in this regard, we learn mamzer out from amoni that it's forever. However, v'uki ba'asra. But when it comes to another part, we put it somewhere else. We put it later on. What is that? Kidmeikari Yudoris. Tikra echad scharm vechan kevas achsiv b'mamzer mumzar hachinami ad olam the ma'isinim b'gzera shava echad scharm vechan nikevos. That there is no difference between amoni between a mamzer and a mamzeres. Even though by amoni there is a difference, amoni v'lo amonis. And even though we learn out some halachos that just like amoni is forever, so too mamzer is forever, but we don't uki ba'asra, we don't leave all of the halachos of amoni and put it by mamzer, but we leave it by the second side. And therefore, the halacha is that when it comes to both zecharim and nekevos, they are going to be asur la'olam. So hence, we have a machlokes. And Reish Lakish is observing, according to the Man D'Amar, it says, don mina umina, then it could be after 10 generations, then a nekeva is going to be permissible. We're going to stop over here. We're going to stop Taf Ayin Ches a little bit early. It's already time for us to light Nero's Hanukkah. So we need to stop as we've arrived at home. And Be'ezer Hashem, I hope tomorrow to pick up with you from Ayin Ches Amebez, Shalu es Rabbi Eliezer. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Ayin Ches in Maseches Yevamos.